Mountain View County, First Term Mountain View County, MVC, Councillor Gord Krebs says a lack of confidence in council and administration were behind his decision to resign last month. With the current council and administration, I just don't feel that I am able to represent the ratepayers of Mountain View County the way they deserve to be represented, Krebs said in a statement provided to the Alberton on September 4. The Division 4 councillor resigned last month, with council voting on August 28 to hold a by-election on October 16. The division includes the areas of Bergen, Harmattan, Westerdale, Elkton, Rugby and Parks of Fallen Timber. The county's chief administrative officer, SAO, Jeff Holmes, accepted Krebs' resignation on August 13. The county officially announced Krebs' resignation on August 14, releasing a statement that included Reeve Angela Albers saying, "On behalf of Mountain View County Council, we extend our thanks to Councillor Krebs for his service to our community over the past nearly 3 years." The statement did not include any reason for the first-term councillor's resignation. On September 4, Krebs also provided the Alberton with a copy of his resignation letter. "In 2021, I ran for office with the intention of helping residents shape the county the way they wanted to see it," he said. "The past 2 years have made it obvious that residents don't shape the county, but rather administration and council shape it for them with little to no respect for residents' concerns. Having lost respect for the people I work with, it's time to move on. I will look after my apologies to the residents of MVC for not fulfilling the term they trusted me. It seems I am accomplishing nothing on their behalf. I no longer wish to be part of the problem." At the time of his resignation, Krebs remained under sanctions imposed by council on November 30, 2022 after being found in violation of two sections of the Council Code of Conduct by Law 09-22. The sanctions included Krebs not sitting on any council committees. The by-election to replace Krebs is expected to cost about $10,000, says Sal Holmes. Nominations for persons interested in running in the by-election are being accepted until noon on September 18. The next general election in the county is scheduled to take place in October 2025.